Favorable weather conditions will prevail across a big part of the U.S. Midwest over the next week to 10 days. Certainly some heavy rain occurred across parts of the region overnight last night, extending from parts of Kansas through Missouri and eastern portions of Iowa into parts of Illinois and further to the north into Wisconsin and Michigan. Some of the rain was pretty impressive, running upwards to 1 to 3 inches, some local totals getting over 4 inches in a few counties. The precipitation would return a very wet and soggy environment for some of this region, and the precipitation is not over, and it also extended further to the southwest into some hard red winter wheat country and even as far to the southwest as West Texas cotton country. All of these areas reported some impressive rainfall in the last 24 hours. We'll see more today and into tomorrow. The precipitation will be greatest over these next 2 days, coming out of Oklahoma and southeastern Kansas through the heart of Missouri into the heart of Illinois and portions of Indiana, with 1 to 3 inch amounts likely across this region, some local totals again getting up over 4 inches. The rainfall might be a little bit less intensive further to the east, with the totals upwards to 1.5 inches, maybe 2 inches in a few locations. To the northwest and to the west central parts of the Corn Belt, it's relatively dry. We're not expecting a lot of precipitation to occur in those areas for the next couple of days. But remember, most of this rain I just described is today and tomorrow. On Thursday, we'll start seeing some drier weather. In fact, on Thursday, there'll be a ridge of high pressure beginning to build up from southeast to northwest across the country. The ridge will be focused on the southeastern states, the Delta, and the lower Midwest initially Thursday and Friday, and then over the weekend it'll start to shift to the west, impacting a big part of the plains and the western Corn Belt eventually. The ridge is expected to take up home position over the high plains region as we move into the early part of next week, and it will likely stay out there through the duration of the balance of the 2-week forecast period. We'll expect to see this ridge to be relatively weak, but it will be significant enough to suppress rainfall in parts of the plains and a few areas in the western Corn Belt periodically, and also allow for warmer temperatures to prevail. The majority of the Midwest will get away from these heavier rain events like the one that's occurring now and continuing into tomorrow. There will be a distribution of shower and thunderstorms across the Midwest, however, on a routine basis across the Midwest as we go out through the balance of the 2-week forecast period. The precipitation is expected to move around and not persist in any particular area, so there will be some locally heavy rains periodically, but we're not expecting it to fester into a big generalized problem with flooding or excessive moisture in any particular location. That doesn't mean we won't have some localized problems periodically, but I think getting away from the heavier rains of today and tomorrow will be a very definite end result of the forecast coming up. And the warmer temperatures will accelerate drying rates across the region, but today and tomorrow will be incredibly cool across the Midwest, with most temperatures in the highs only running in the 70s with a few 60-degree readings in some of the heavier rainfall areas. There will be some 80-degree temperatures to the east of the heavier rain in Ohio and Kentucky today, and we'll look for that area to cool down tomorrow. The temperatures will turn around and get into the 80s and 90s as we move through the weekend, and probably next week some areas in the plains could get up over 100 degrees, but that should stay outside of the corn and soybean production areas. We'll expect to see a generally favorable environment for crop development to occur not only in the Midwest but the Delta and southeastern states and most of the plains as we move out through the middle of the month and into the latter part of this month, supporting pollination for corn and aggressive crop development in other areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner. The rain event that's occurring.